Laura Ema is doing an oral history on Berlin being more genius. Berlin, when were you born?
February 22nd, 1911. I was born in the community of Bolton, which is now part of the city of Atlanta. It's the site of the Standing Peace Tree. That's where Atlanta began. That's where the Indians really were.
And who were your parents?
My father was Judge Burley Moore. He was also born in Bolton. He was judge of Superior Court for 45 years. He also was a Board of Education, the County Commission, during his political career. My mother was Robbie Parker. She was a school teacher. My father was Miss Parker, both of them were school teachers.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, yes, I had two brothers and a half-brother. I was born February 27, 1911. My brother James Parker Moore, was 4 years younger than I am. I had another brother named Bobby Robert Gunsooth Moore. He was 8 years younger than I am. My mother died in 1938. My father later married Mrs. Connelly, and they had a daughter, Priscilla. So she's my half-sister.
How old were you when she was born?
How old was I? Well, I'd already been married and had children myself. I was 40 years old. She's my daughter.
What school did you get to? Like your elementary school education?
Well, I lived in the community of Bolton. We went to the Bolton Grammar School. My mother came to Bolton in 1903 or 1904, stayed with my grandmother. That's where she met my father. They got married. She taught in Bolton School. Bolton School was kind of a community school. Most all the teachers were mothers that lived in the community. I started school at Bolton. And just about, I was 6 years old when I started school, so by 1970. I went to school for 6 years. I skipped a grade between the fourth grade and the fifth grade, so I graduated from Bolton Grammar School in 6 years. From there, I went to Fulton High School. Back in those days, 1916, if a person lived outside the city of Atlanta, which I did, you see, Atlanta was surrounded by a lot of little communities prior to 1954, Buckhead, Bolton, Ben Hill, and Lakewood Heights. They were part of the county of Fulton. But there were no high schools at all. If you went to school for 9 years under the old system, you graduated, and that was the end as far as going to any high school. The city of Atlanta had 3 or 4 high schools. They had Tech High and Boys High and Girls High and Commercial. People who lived in the county weren't automatically eligible to go to those schools. You had several independent schools like Marist and Washington Seminary and Naps, but people in Bolton, you didn't go to those schools. So in 1916, my father, who was at that time on the board of Education, created Fulton High School. He and a brother named Oscar Mills, who lived up at Grove Park, which is an adjoining community, really established Fulton High School. Oscar Mills was on the county commission, and so my father got him to appropriate $3,000, and they rented a school building, a building on the corner of Whitehall and Garnett Street. Started the high school for students living out in the county. And about 1922, they rented another building on the county on the corner of Whitehall and Trinity Avenue, and that's where I started to high school. Everybody rolled in on the street. street cars, T model Ford, and it came from all over the county.
So that was about right after the war then, so that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much right after the war.
World War One. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I entered Ford High School in 1923, graduated in 1927. In 1926, the county built a magnificent school over on Washington Street, a modern school in every respect. And so we transferred over there in my junior year, and I graduated from the new school on Washington Street.
Well, what was it like being in high school there in the
20s? Well, we were in the old furniture store building. We had freshman classes. 1D, I was in freshman class 1D. And, we had a fine course in Fulton High School. They had a classical course, a scientific course, and a commercial course. Classical course basically for students who intended to go to college in the liberal arts area. You had to take Latin, algebra, English, science, and arithmetic. That was my first year course. I took 4 years of Latin, 4 years of English, 4 years of history, and 3 years of mathematics, or 4 years of mathematics. Then we took chemistry and physics, science, so it was very broad, kind of a based liberal arts preparation. Then they had a scientific course that emphasized the sciences more than anything else. That was designed for people might go to Georgia Tech or technical school. Then they had a commercial course. Commercial course basically was for girls who planned to go right into business, because they took more business courses and bookkeeping and typing, and they'd have contests with other schools, typing contests, shorthand contests, and that sort of thing. We had a military unit. See, all the high schools had the Reserve Officer Training Unit, ROTC, which was sponsored by the United States government, the Army controlled it. We had Sergeant Campbell. He was a magnificent sergeant, and in World War One, and he was the commander of our unit. We all dressed up in a khaki uniform. In those days, you had a coat that buttoned up around your neck, and you had a roll leggings. You rolled leggings on, and all was khaki. If you got to be an officer, you then were entitled to wear a Sam Brown belt and a pair of leather puttees. We'd have contests with Tech High and Boys High and other units out at Piedmont Park, the best drill military unit. We also had a fine debating society. We called it the Joe E. Brown Debating Society, because Fulton High School was built on Washington Street on the site where Governor Joe E. Brown, who was the wartime governor of Georgia, lived. So we built this building over there and called it the Joe E. Brown Debating Society. We also had athletic team, both boys and girls. Baseball, I guess, was the best sport for Fulton High, because most all of the boys lived out in the country and played a lot of baseball. We also started a basketball team with my junior year. They hadn't had a basketball team, so we developed a basketball team and a football team my senior year. We practiced basketball in the basement of Western Memorial Church. There wasn't two or three indoor courts in the whole city of Atlanta. Had one at the Atlanta Athletic Club, which is downtown, fine court. And Tech High and Boys High had a gymnasium out where they were located. And we practiced in the basement of Western Memorial Church. Our baseball and football diamond was Brisbane Park. That's one of the most historic Park anywhere in the South, because that's where Georgia Tech used to play on some of their games back in 1890s. That's where the Georgia fullback got kicked in the head and died playing against Virginia. So the legislature got up in arms and they passed a bill barring football being played in the state. But the mother of the boy that got killed went over and asked Governor Atkinson to veto it, but she said he gave his life to it. But anyhow, Brisbane Park is where we played baseball. We had a good baseball team. One of our players was Luke Abbott, who played shortstop for the Crackers and later went to the Chicago White Sox, where he played for 20 years and became a Hall of Fame, a baseball Hall of Fame up in Cooperstown.
Did you play baseball?
Oh yeah, I played baseball. I was catcher and I played forward on the basketball team and catcher on the baseball team and on the football team. Our coach was Francis Hannick. He started the program at Cartersville and came down to Fulton High and moved over to North Fulton. Fulton County then began to spread out their high schools. Fulton High was the only high school in the county, and everybody came. But then, 1928, they founded North Fulton, which took care of all of the people out in the Buckhead area. Then they built West Fulton, which took care of the people over the Grove Park area. Then they acquired the Russell High School at East Point, and later they built the high school out in Haverhill. And that's the way the high school system proliferated. After that, the city of Atlanta, about 1954, extended its city limits and took in all of Old Fulton County and all of these high schools and grammar schools and became part of the city system. Those high schools living outside the city limits, like Sandy Springs and North Springs, became part of the county system at that time. Also, we had a great Boy Scout troop while I was in grammar school, Troop Unfolded. There were about, 10 scout troops in the whole city of Atlanta. We were country boys. We had a lot of woods to practice in, and our scoutmaster was Charles Henry Mitchell, and he was a college graduate, but he also was very good on mechanics, woodwork, and things like that. We'd go camping every year, set up our own camp, and stay up there a week, 2 weeks. We'd camp on top of Kennesaw Mountain on Thanksgiving. It always rained, and sleep in the mud. We won the city championship 2 or 3 times. We could have a field meet that you compete in. Water ball, intent pitching, signaling, wall scaling, and that sort of thing. Troop Unfolded won several times. So I went for scouts while I was coming along, and I got involved in athletics. I graduated from Fulton High in 1927. We had some fine teachers, and a lot of our teachers went on to be principals at other schools in the county. Paul West was my Spanish teacher. He became the superintendent of the school for about 25 years. His predecessor was Jerry Wells, who was my arithmetic teacher. He went on to become superintendent of the county schools. And J.E. White, who was an English teacher, went over and became the first principal of North Fulton. Miss Ewing taught for many years and went on to Northwest Memphis. She was a Latin teacher. So we had some fine teachers there who contributed a lot to the school system. I graduated in 27. I got the award as best all-around student. I've been pretty good in my studies. And I'm a 311 man in athletics and president of the debating society. And so,
did you pursue your athletic career?
Oh, yeah. I played athletics through Emory University, through the University of Georgia, 10 years after that.